通过。好，跟住啦，就系三 C 沙田马场社区设施进度汇报同埋擬議项目嘅简介。大家睇翻咧文件 DH20/2018。咁喺会前咧，系我收到咧香港赛马会提交嘅文件。由于文件咧系提及嘅项目对沙田整体系有重大嘅影响，因此咧我作为主席决定喺委员会咧会议上讨论呢个议题。咁首先咧，我欢迎咧就系香港赛马会代表咧出席今次嘅会议。首先咧就系对外事务嘅主管潘太平先生，跟住咧物业资产管理高级经理邓宝珠女士 ，Executive Manager Property Project Management STRC and Raising 韦祖廉先生 ，Mr. Julian White， 仲有资讯科技营运服务高级经理杨旭东先生，仲有 Senior Property Development Manager Property Mr. Andrew Morrison。跟住咧就系建筑项目经理屋宇设备嘅林志勤先生。咁我首先请马会咧代表简述个文件先，好嘛？唔该晒。
好，主席咁多位委员午安。首先嘅话嘅都要再多谢主席一次嘅话嘅就透过主席嘅同意咧，我哋先至今日有机会喺度就系将呢个文件咧再呈交上嚟，同埋征求大家嗰个嘅意见嘅。各位嗰个文件。前一排已經應該傳閱咗俾大家㗎喇，所以呢我喺度呢就為咗時間關係呢，我再唔一一呢複述文件入面嘅內容。主要嘅話嘅我哋今日呢係想就五個我哋嘅喺沙田馬場入面嘅項目呢同大家做一個嘅匯報同埋討論嘅。其中嗰三個呢其實係已經以前喺度傾過嚟㗎喇，我哋覺得係一個逐意嘅事項。最主要嘅话嘅系同大家委员嘅话咧，系报告翻最新嘅进展嘅情况。另外有两个项目嘅咧系新嘅项目嚟嘅，都系涉及一啲建筑嘅项目。咁我哋咧亦都一阵间借助我哋嘅 PowerPoint 嘅话咧，系同大家再解释详细我哋嗰、那个谂法系点样样，我哋而家嗰个设计系点样样，亦都希望委员嘅话嘅能够多俾意见。好啦，咁我哋找緊時間嘅話嘅，我諗我哋先去第一部分嘅話嘅，我哋先簡報咗我哋三個項目嘅一個最新嘅進展程序先啦。咁樣首先我請鄧女士嘅話嘅，由鄧女士開始咁樣講一講關於我哋喺火炭天橋點樣佢嗰個變達性嘅話嘅可以再次提高嘅話嘅，我將個時間交俾我哋鄧女士，唔該。
主席、各位委員，多謝你俾個機會我哋再講一次講解。呢個有關於係由港鐵火炭站嗰度至到蘭福公園個暢達性。咁我哋咧現時咧即係喺港鐵咧去到呢、這個沙田馬場咧，係要通過一個公眾嘅行人天橋嘅。而喺嗰啲行天橋咧，喺我哋附近咧就係、是、我哋嘅沙田通訊及科技大樓嘅位置嗰度。但係咧喺嗰條樓梯咧，就正如呢個圖所示咧。所示呢度咧就係、是、呢個樓梯級啦。咁咧呢度樓梯級咧就因為前往可以即係會呢段樓梯咧就會對一啲傷健人士或者有一啲普通一啲嘅長者啊，或者會造成一啲不便嘅。但係咧，因為呢條橋咧雖然唔係我哋馬會嘅物業，但係為咗改善嗰個暢達性咧，我哋都即係好深入咁樣研究咗。咁暫時咧，我哋就會決定咧就係、是、呢個行人天橋嘅樓梯裏面咧。加裝呢個咁嘅梯級升降機嘅，咁嗰個路線咧，我哋將來咧就會係即有需要嘅人士咧，咁我哋就會喺呢個樓梯級咧就有一個按鈕嘅鐘聲啦，咁就俾佢哋撳落去啦。咁我哋咧跟住咧，我哋個呢度喺呢個位置咧，我哋有我哋嗰、那個保安人員咧就會即刻出嚟咧就協助佢哋用嗰個升降嗰個梯級升降機就搭落嚟之後咧，咁通過呢度呢個走廊咧，就會入嚟我哋呢、這個大廈裏面，跟住咧就乘搭呢、這個升降機，就落到去地下嘅層樓層。咁由升樓層嗰邊咧，就可以行翻出去咧，就過對面馬路咧，就可以去到蘭福公園啦。咁咧，我哋大約咧預計咧 呢個工程咧所需要嘅時間咧，就係、是、我哋五月中到咧就會完成整個嘅詳細嘅設計嘅計劃啦。咁就開始咧，六月至到出年三月咧就會招標啦，合同埋咧採購即係嘅相關嗰個升降梯級升降機嘅。希望喺三四月，明年嘅三四月咧，我哋就會進行相關嘅工程，而喺四月裏面咧就完成嘅。咁或者我將以下嘅時間交俾潘生。
好啊，咁多位委員就好簡單地嘅話嘅第一個逐議事項嘅項目啦，咁樣我哋報告過啦。跟住落嚟嘅話嘅，我想同大家匯報一下嘅話嘅，可能大家亦都有印象嘅，就係喺城門河嗰個而家個單車徑嗰個擴闊嘅工程。咁我只係用呢張幻燈片嘅話嘅，大家應該記得清楚㗎啦，就係、是、我哋幾個月之前呢係曾經嚟到諮詢過大家嘅意見。咁樣睇住呢度嘅話呢，其實呢亦都係我哋以後嗰、那個擴闊咗嗰條單車路之後嘅呢嘅一個都幾真實嘅一個嘅圖片嚟嘅。大家記得嘅話嘅，而家嗰個總闊度呢只有 4.1 米。我哋以後擴闊咗嘅話呢，成條路呢就會變咗 5.8 米。而 5.8 米嘅話呢，行人路即係圖片嘅左手邊呢一段呢就會係 2.2 米。而係單車徑嗰邊咧，就會係 3.6 米，中間嘅話咧係有少少嘅高度嘅差別嘅，咁樣使到咧兩邊嘅話嘅行人同埋單車使用者嗰個分別咧，嗰個分流嘅話嘅會做得好啲。咁樣而大家亦都見得到嘅話嘅路燈同埋喺嗰個堤駁之間咧，我哋亦會加裝一啲嘅攔河。咁樣咧就防止有人唔小心咧就喺嗰度跌咗落去，因為畢竟咧我哋咧係加高咗少少行人嗰個路面個高度。燈柱嘅話嘅，好似我哋上一次咁講啦，我哋同運輸署啊、路政署嘅話嘅商量咗好耐，最尾最覺得大家最能接受嘅方案嘅話咧，就是、我哋將會喺呢一段嘅咧 1.2 米嘅全長咧，我哋將會全部換過一啲新嘅燈柱。咁喺個照明嗰邊嘅話咧，一定咧係會比現時有好大嘅改善。喺右手邊嗰埲牆嘅話咧，大家可以見得到啦嚇。嗰埲牆嘅話咧，我哋都會照翻上一次呢度喺呢個會有委員曾經要求過嘅，就話希望咧喺個牆預留一啲空間咧，就係有一啲社區嘅一啲嘅創作啊，一啲嘅繪畫等等嘅話咧，可以喺個牆上面進行。我哋喺個設計嗰方面咧，亦都係已經預留咗呢啲嘅空間，同埋個物料咧，都係可以容許到喺上面嚟到進行一啲嘅繪畫咁樣嘅。咁當然嗰個詳細嗰個安排咧，係需要以後我哋大家再喺度商討嘅。譬如用乜嘢嘅物料啊，以後嗰個畫咗上去之後嗰個維護啊、個保養啊等等啊，畫啲咩題材嗰啲嘅話咧，我覺得呢啲咧係可以以後我哋再詳加討論。但係起碼喺呢度嘅話嘅各位見得到嘅話咧，我哋係都預留咗一啲空間咧，係做社區嘅一啲嘅比較即係集體性啲嘅一啲嘅創作嘅工作咁樣。咁樣呢個就係一個好簡單嘅介紹啦。咁樣我想講一講嘅話嘅就係、是、好快脆，我哋喺兩個月之後七月咧，我哋就會呢度就會開始施工㗎啦。咁而我哋希望喺下一年嘅九月之前嘅話咧，希望一年多少少嘅時間，如果天氣許可嘅話咧，我哋咧係會預期咧係能夠完工嘅。咁而施工嘅期間嘅話咧，我呢個希望大家作為區議員嘅話嘅，亦都特別留意我哋呢個安排，就係我哋只係會喺星期一至星期五咧進行施工嘅啫。星期六日同埋公眾假期嘅話咧，我哋將會嗰個路面咧嚟還原咗嘅話咧，俾翻大量一啲嘅遊客啊，一啲嘅單車使用者咧嚟用嘅。咁就算星期一至五施工嘅期間嘅話咧，我哋咧都會預留咗一條大概 1.5 米闊嘅臨時通道咧，係俾行人使用。咁而喺一頭一尾嘅話嘅，我哋都會張貼足夠嘅告示咧嚟到告知行人。我亦都收到一啲議員嘅建議，一個好好嘅建議咧，就係話除咗喺兩端之外嘅話咧，我哋應該譬如喺一啲沙田嘅單車嘅租單車鋪頭嘅話咧，都應該有一啲嘅告示，等啲人早啲知道呢個咁嘅安排咁。咁呢啲咧，我哋係會跟進嘅工作嚟做嘅。咁所以呢個咧就係我哋第二個 俗語嘅項目嘅話咧，就希望係俾大家備悉，亦都多謝曬各位上一次俾我哋嘅意見嘅話咧，我哋覺得應該以後做出嚟咧個效果咧，應該係為成個沙田同埋踩單車嘅人咧帶嚟一個好大嘅改善嘅咁、啊、樣跟住落嚟嘅話嘅，我請我哋阿馬工程師馬先生嘅話咧，就係、介紹我哋另外一個比較重點嘅項目嘅進展啦。嗰、那個就係彭福公園入面嘅改善工程、啊、我將個時間交俾阿馬先生 Andrew。
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to give you an update on the community projects at Sha Tin Racecourse. Generally, following the previous feasibility study, the club has now engaged a consultant team at the end of February this year to develop the initial proposals, and we are currently at the concept design stage, which is the first of three design stages, design development stages. The purpose of the community projects is to open up and improve specific areas within the Sha Tin Racecourse, primarily for the benefit of the local community. These consist of the following areas: Penfold Park itself and the pedestrian subway which connects to it from the Penfold Park car park. And secondly, the grandstand to concourse. Now, this slide, Penfold Park, demonstrates the zoning of Penfold Park into two main areas. The area in yellow at the top is the equine area, and the area below is the non-equine area. The next slide... these areas are further divided into sub-zones. There is an entrance area at the end of the subway to accommodate arrival, orientation and wayfinding. From here, visitors will determine which part of the park they wish to go to. The equine zone is located between the entrance and the existing paddocks. It is bounded on the southern side by the existing bridle path. The bridle path also defines the park areas which will be improved. These park areas are subzoned to cater for various categories of use defined during our community stakeholder engagement. The park is undeniably popular with dog owners. However, there are those users who wish to avoid contact with dogs, and therefore we have attempted to cater for all types of users. This has been resolved by zoning the park into the following subzones: 1, the dog off-leash zone to the left, a zone in the middle, which is the dog on-leash zone, and an area on the right-hand side, which is the no-dog zone. These main subzones are also interspersed with other areas containing the existing lakes, gardens, children's play area and areas for the elderly, and also nature and passive areas. The off-leash dog area, for example, on the left-hand side, is about 9,500 square meters alone. This makes it the second largest of its type in Hong Kong. This combined with the off-leash area would make it the largest such facility in Hong Kong. There is, however, ample space for the enjoyment for all users, and special attention has been paid to cater for barrier-free access for wheelchair users and the elderly. This includes appropriately designed and located public conveniences and drinking water points. Next slide. This slide shows current stage of the conceptual landscape master plan. Following the stages of data collection, site analysis and zoning and development options, the overall landscape planning combines classical landscape planning devices such as visual axis lining up with the mountains beyond, and also with more contemporary hard and soft landscape design. The key areas I would like to highlight on the plan are as follows. The tunnel entry, that leads to an area which has an entry plaza which allows orientation and signage for people going to the park so they know which direction to go in. Next to that, there are park offices and new washrooms. The old washrooms are rather tired, and we're re-providing those and putting them slightly near the entrance. In addition to that, as we go towards the equine area, there will be equine offices, the show stables, existing paddocks, and the bridle path itself. In the park area, there's the off-leash dog area, the on-leash dog area in the middle, around the lake, the new washrooms, the children's play area, and natural garden areas. Next slide. I'll go into these in a bit more detail now. The existing tunnel, or pedestrian tunnel, will be upgraded from its rather utilitarian look to be more part of the overall experience when visiting the park. This will involve refreshing of the floors, the ceilings and walls, improvements to ventilation within the tunnel, improvements to the lighting, and an improvements to access at both ends of the tunnel, both at the entry and the exit. The image here shows preliminary ideas for treatment of these surfaces and incorporates provision for temporary display of artwork, specifically aimed for the local art community. The next slide shows the planning of specifically of the equine area. The operation of the equine area has been developed by our own equestrian affairs team. The facility can be visited subject to prior booking and caters mainly for school visits of up to 30 people at a time, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. The planning of this area responds to a variety of journey routes which have been planned by our equestrian team, involving educational aspects of the horse, as well as a practical experience of pony care and pony riding. Before entering the equine park, visitors will see the park administration offices and the new washrooms located near the tunnel entrance. There are also a series of open pavilions which provide both seating and eating areas, which will be catered for by a range of food and beverage vending machines. These face a grazing field for the ponies. The equine offices provide a covered reception area for visiting groups, as well as administration offices. The visitors will then proceed through a sequence of education, stable visit, pony interaction, pony riding, combined with photo opportunities and a souvenir facility before exiting, after a total visit time of approximately 1.5 to 2 hours for 30 people. The next slide shows the park area. The design team is in the process of developing ideas for various areas within the park to provide a wide range of year-round experience, such as butterfly gardens, where planting is specifically selected to attract species of butterflies at certain times of year. In addition to this, next slide, other areas will feature play areas for children, near shaded areas for parental supervision, supported by new washrooms and drinking fountains. We're considering, as we're in design development, we're also considering a number of other features within the garden areas. Okay. Slide 18, the next slide. The second main area for community use is Grandstand 2 Concourse. This area is designated as a place of refuge in case of fire on race days, and consequentially has restrictions on its development in terms of egress and materials. The design team is currently planning a number of basketball and volleyball courts and futsal pitches, with a total playing surface of around 5,000 square meters for use on non-race days. Barrier-free access is available, with changing space and washrooms accessible by stair and lift on the floor below. The improvement works will involve the installation of a suitable playing surface for sports, but will also sustain race day traffic and the required class of fire protection within this specific area. Lighting will also be enhanced to the level required for the above sports, and the various equipment such as mobile basketball hoops, nets, and other equipment will be provided. And that concludes the update for Penfold Park and G2 Concourse.
Okay, thank you, Andrew. I now like to just take this opportunity to introduce you to another project that's being planned in the planning stage at Sha Tin. Just to give you a background to this, this is the IT operations building at Sha Tin. This facility has come about really because the current IT facilities and equipment is currently housed in the Grandstands 2 in Sha Tin. It's surrounded by existing facilities, back of house facilities, toilets, kitchens, catering, storage areas. It's been there for a very long period of time, actually, in terms of IT facilities. It's now been in that facility 30 years. It doesn't achieve the necessary design and operation requirements of a modern data centre, so it's really quite an aged facility. This is part of the reason that's leading to regular incidents in our IT network. We're kind of struggling to maintain it because it is such an aged facility. And of course, there's additional demands, as we're all aware, surging customer demands in terms of online and digital services for our existing betting arrangements. The new building is will be a purpose-built facility. It's to cope with the operational needs and future demand at the racecourse. And the key thing is it's really designed to achieve international design standards for a data centre, which we currently don't have in Sha Tin. This gives you a context of the location. The site picked within the racecourse is situated between the existing Sha Tin Technology Centre and the racecourse villa with the substation, CLP substation, next door. The location is next to the Tai Lo Highway and our existing internal road network. This shows a little bit more detail on the site location. We do have under our lease a drainage reserve that runs right along the front of the boundary to the racecourse. This creates a constraint on the developable area and the area that can be built on. Right next to that, we actually have a 800 millimeter water main. That similarly is captured in our lease as a requirement to maintain 24-hour access to that water pipe. That has your a zone that's 3 meters each side from the center of the water main that you require to provide 24-hour access to WSD for maintenance. Together, they occupy an area between the Tolo, the fence, and the location of where we put the building by approximately 10 metres. This water main is actually one of two water mains. There's one running at this location and one that's even closer to the fence boundary. Together, these pipes serve approximately 500,000 people in the Sha Tin district area. These are really two of the key constraints, certainly along this side of the building, and have really, you can see that we've really looked to optimise the footprint of the building, bearing in mind those two constraints. The next slide shows the envelope of the building. We've looked to, as I say, this the design of the building follows internationally designed standards for an IT building. We've optimized the envelope of the overall envelope of the building. Our IT, we've worked quite closely with IT colleagues who have looked to rationalize the IT facilities within the building. I think it's fair to say that the aged facility in the grandstand has significantly more data racks than this new facility. And so obviously by new technologies, as things have improved, we've managed to reduce the requirements for the building. So we've really optimized what can be put in the building size. And the other thing that we've done is we've included we've put a basement below the building. Again, of course, there is the water main that comes quite close to the building about this location. But according to international design standards, you really mustn't put essential critical items in a data center. You'll realize from around Hong Kong, all data centers, non-critical items are, from a risk perspective, are kept above ground. So what we have done is look to maximize what we can put in the basement. So generally, they're non-critical items, water tanks, pumps, that type of facility in the basement, which essentially covers the whole site. What you'll note here is that the height is aligned with the adjacent racecourse villa, similar to the racecourse villa, lower than the technology center, and approximately 6 meters, 7 meters higher than the facade of the podium, the other side of the Tolo Highway. The building's about 50 meters from the facade of the podium on the other side of the building, other side of the Tolo Highway. This just shows the current site for the building. You can see that at the moment it's occupied by essentially a logistics area. We hold transport vehicles, the horse trailer vehicles there. So it's essentially a logistics area at the moment. And this is a purely a massing diagram rather than the actual final design of the building. But you can get an impression of how the building fits into the other adjacent buildings. The design is looking to complement the adjacent buildings. So this is an after shot from the top of the Marfu, one of our Marfu buildings. Similarly, this is a view from, I think it's Tower 10 of the Palazzo. I think it's about the 25th floor. Again, you can see the logistics area as it's currently being used. And again, you can see the massing concept of how the building will sit into the site. With the reserve of the water main and the DSD reserve, there is a requirement that you're not allowed to build any physical structures in there, but we have taken the opportunity to put greening in there, in that area. That will be very infrequently used. It's actually the access to drop off any new IT equipment that might be delivered to the building. And you can see that the facade design in the current planning is that, in fact, the glass, unlike the adjacent building where it's predominantly glass because obviously it's an office building, the design of this building is being developed on the basis of probably about 25% glass on the facade. Of course, there are metal panels, aluminium panels, and there's a lot of louver space for these type of buildings. So they have a lot of louvers that come out because of all the IT and M&E equipment to cool the IT. So that has a lot of louver space, but it's integrated with the design of the cladding around the building. So I think, really, in summary, that this building will essentially have minimal people in it. The idea is this is really an unmanned building. The only personnel that will be there is one or two security guards. They're required just for delivery and servicing of the IT facility. There's no permanent office space within the building. What the security guard will also take delivery of any scheduled deliveries. They're all scheduled, so any delivery that comes to this kind of facility, as with our current IT facilities, are scheduled, so someone arrives and they're delivered, but they're reasonably infrequently once the facility's up and running. The transport infrastructure or the transportation in relation to it is very minimal. There's no parking there. As I said, it's unmanned. The aim has been to integrate the building with the adjacent buildings and really reduce the impact to sight lines by keeping it as we've optimized the envelope of the building and kept it as low as possible with the use of a basement. And the exterior of the building has been designed to kind of fit in with the adjacent buildings, but also, as I said, we've kind of put about 20-25% glass on the facade with other louvers and panels to match adjacent buildings, but reduce the reflectivity from the facade. Okay, that concludes
the
idea.
我另外有一個計劃就係一個多層嘅停車場，最主要嘅話嘅就係希望透過呢個停車場嘅興建咧，能夠改善咗喺馬場入邊現時好唔理想嘅一啲嘅交通嘅管制啊，一啲嘅流量啊咁樣。咁我請阿馬先生嘅話嘅就呢個項目嘅話嘅同大家做個介紹。
Thank you very much. The next item is to inform you regarding a project which is a multi-level car park. The first slide, basically the need for this project has come from the necessity to both improve the internal traffic efficiency within the racecourse and to improve the organisation of all the various vehicles that drop off and pick up during major race days, especially at our main entrance. Resolving these issues on a major race day will not only improve our internal flow, but will greatly enhance the customer arrival experience and the parking arrangement. Construction of the car park consolidates the current scattered temporary parking spaces throughout the racecourse, thereby helping to better manage the existing parking numbers and improving the traffic flow at the main entrance. The car park also incorporates a taxi drop-off, which is an improvement on the current complicated mix of vehicles at the existing main entrance drop-off. Resolving the internal congestion will consequently improve the internal tailback issues affecting the Tolo Highway. Next slide, please. This slide basically shows the location of this development project. So the area in red is the overall area for the project, and the area in orange in the middle indicates where the car park is. And it shows its relationship to nearby residential developments. Next slide, please. The car park itself is proposed to be just a four-story structure with a canopied roof, located in the current open area opposite the existing clubhouse. Adjustments to our internal roads will be made to accommodate the building, and the existing members' car park will be demolished to allow further improvements to drop-off areas and in future space for enhancing the landscaping in this area. The next slide illustrates some of the benefits from the traffic reorganisation. First of all, separated, designated and enlarged drop-off areas, both for private cars and taxis, will be provided. Currently, all private vehicles and taxis are mixed at the main entrance. Once we separate the two types of vehicle, by relocating the taxi drop-off to the car park building, the traffic management is greatly simplified. In doing this, we are able to increase the number of drop-off bays from the current 12 bays at the main entrance, which actually caters for taxis and private vehicles, to 12 only for that purpose and 29 for private cars. So 12 bays to a total of 41. This is an overall increase of 29 spaces. The road improvements also allow for an increase in weaving length, which improves the flow and helps to resolve the tailback on major race days. Taxis can directly exit the race course after drop-off, reducing traffic flow inside the race course. Currently, taxis, when they drop off at the main entrance, have to do a long return journey through the race course to get back onto the Tolo Highway. So by putting the taxis in a designated drop-off in this car park means they can quickly exit the race course, thereby relieving pressure on the system. A combination of all these things, results in enhanced visitor and arrival experience. The next slide is a section which on the left-hand side is the grandstands. On the right-hand side is the edge of the proposed car park, and we will have a bridge that links the two together. The private cars currently drop off at the ground floor, and that will continue to happen, and customers will proceed directly to the grandstand. The car then either leaves the race course or goes and parks in the car park using the access at the ground level. Those arriving by taxi are dropped off in the car park, and customers then cross to the grandstand using the pedestrian bridge. So, you know, basically both vehicular circulation and pedestrian circulation is greatly enhanced. The next slide is really to summarize the key benefits of this proposed development. And these are to improve the traffic flow within the race course, especially, as we've stated, at the main entrance on race days, which in turn will help the current tailback situation towards Tolo Highway. This is achieved, as shown, by improved organization of the drop-off arrangements, consolidated parking in one location, and improved traffic circulation in this area. It will, as we stated already, enhance the visitor and arrival experience.
Okay, is that all the presentation that you have? Okay, thank you for Jockey Club for the presentation, and I now open the floor for questions. 王家榮議員，
係，多謝主席。咁首先咧就都歡迎馬會今次嚟做呢個 presentation 啦嚇。咁就馬會其實佢提咗三項主要嘅即係一啲嘅問題，就包括第一就社區建設啦，咁第二咧就興建呢個資訊科技大樓同埋多層停車場呢三個項目嘅。咁就社區建設，我相信咧應該廣受沙田區嘅居民支持啦嚇。咁因為都嚟講，包括係重新興建啦，新徑啦，彭福公園一啲改善，同埋咧增設呢個多功能嘅體育場地，我相信居民一定會大受歡迎嘅。 咁特別我想提咧，第一就個彭福公園嗰個問題。咁啊睇翻咧就彭福公園咧，其實應該七幾年我個女出世冇幾耐已經帶佢去玩噶啦，自己去。咁啊而家我女揸架車車住我啲孫去玩。咁其實咧應該好多年已經係即係應該係應該為咗居民咧提供個好即係幾好嘅休憩嘅選擇啦。咁就彭福公園改建咧，其實我有幾個意見啊。第一，我啲感覺咧，其實佢都好多主題區啦。咁過往我記得我去嘅時間咧，因為佢只一個好大嘅地區，都好多都係個open area 應該咁講咧，個 open area。咁如果落雨啊，或者係天氣熱嘅時候咧，其實都幾辛苦嘅。咁我好希望咧，當佢而家擺設咗咁多主題區嘅時候咧，其實馬會應該考慮咧，喺最少每個主題區裏面咧，都有一個比較大型嘅，我哋講下有蓋嘅一個休憩地方，即係居民可以喺度休息。每個主題嘅即係主題區啦，每個鬆裏面咧都希望有一個，即係譬如有個涼亭，咁等啲居民咧唔使曬住可以休息。咁特別譬如我講譬如 Children Spring Zone 嗰度咧，譬如兒童遊樂區啊嗰啲最好都一定要有。咁等啲小朋友可以譬如喺好曬之餘有個地方可以唞下，唔使曬住太陽咁辛苦啦嚇。咁呢個希望。咁第二樣咧就係話，個主題區係好大嘅，譬如我舉例，我如果喺園林景致區裏面，如果我要離開個公園咧，行翻公園入口其實好遠。咁如果可以喺呢啲區份裏面咧，你有啲嘅我哋講有蓋嘅即係通道，令到啲行人當佢離開嘅時候咧，特別熱天氣熱嘅時候，如果突然間天氣突變，如果成個區要淋雨嘅話，其實對於小朋友啊或者係一啲使用者嘅時候好唔方便。如果能夠將呢啲咁嘅唔同嘅區份有一條嘅有蓋行通道將佢連接起嚟咧，咁令到真係落雨嘅時候咧，即係使用者都能夠有地方避雨啦，同埋能夠真係行翻去公園出口咧離開。咁希望馬會都考慮啦嚇。咁我明白呢個建設係會幾嘥錢嘅。咁但係即係如果最好能夠做到咧，令到即係使用者能夠真係可以好好享用成個咁靚嘅唔同嘅一啲嘅主題區。咁第二個問題咧，我一感覺就係嗰個資訊科技大樓係最大爭議，因為涉及起幾層嘅時候咧，其實可能咧會影響我哋講係即係幾個唔同嘅景區啦，即係兩三唔同屋苑啦，包括御龍山同埋呢個銀禧閣。咁都希望馬會喺做呢、這個即係科技大樓嘅設計嘅時候咧，能夠充分聯絡翻即係區內嘅居民，讓我哋知道你起個高度啦、個坐向啦、將嗰個影響個景觀影響減到最低。其實如果睇翻圖咧，我相信其實最大影響可能就係銀禧閣啊，或者係 Plaza 嗰個 Clubhouse 嘅啫。咁其實我睇法都唔係咁大。咁如果大嘅問題就是你早啲能夠將你哋啲資料同有關嘅居民去分享，咁大家去傾嘅時候咧，我相信你哋面對壓力會細好多。咁第三，我想提嗰個多人停車場啦，特別因為你哋知道資訊科技大樓其實原身係停車場，因為你要有個大樓興建咧，咁所以將個停車場搬去嗰個位置，那個選址其實我覺得冇問題，因為其實鄰近應該都冇啲建築物喺度咧，影響景觀啦。咁但係咧問題就係喺當陣時喺之前同大家傾嘅時候，我哋都希望多人停車場既然起啦，可唔可以即係將嗰原本嗰個卡 park 嗰個數量咧加得咁多？係嘛？咁你 rerouting 嗰個的士站啊，或者上落客站，其實冇問題㗎，因為重新你哋去做設計新嘅大樓，設計啲 routing 咧，令到交通更加方便喺賽馬日咧，係好嘅。多謝主席。
好，李子榮議員。
啊，多謝主席。我係支持馬會呢幾個嘅項目嘅。咁就係我就有少少嘅意見，就係一關於我係好欣賞個城門河嗰、那個單車徑同埋行人徑嗰個設計。咁亦都好期望咧，呢一個嘅改善工程能夠盡快係完成落成俾街坊享用。不過咧有少少嘅意見，因為咧大家都唔知知唔知咧，嗰度仲有一條單車徑。呢條單車徑咧就係介乎呢個污水處理廠同埋沙田馬場嘅馬房之間咧，嗰、那個單車徑同埋呢個慢跑徑。各位我諗都應該去過呢個地方㗎喇，即係我哋喺雙孖橋係咪叫孖橋係咪，即係嗰個叫孖橋一過呢就係嗰個位置㗎喇，咁再直去呢就係應該去到污水處理廠嗰個入口啦，再上去就係去呢個中大嗰邊嘅。咁呢一條嘅單車徑同埋行人路呢慢跑徑呢，其實嗰個人流都唔少㗎， 特別喺假日裏面咧，都好多嘅踩單車啊，或者係跑步嘅人咧，都喺嗰度去使用上述嘅設施。咁其實我都希望即係馬會喺將來咧，喺譬如話喺下一個階段咧，如果有資源嘅話咧，都能夠將呢一段嘅單車徑同埋呢個緩跑徑咧，都能夠全面去將佢改善。因為事實上而家咧係有人車爭路嘅情況，同埋特別係緩跑徑該段嘅緩跑徑好窄嘅啫。咁好多間車咧都擦身而過嘅，好快嘅。咁變咗咧就係唔理想嘅。咁同埋我亦都親眼目睹好唔少嘅一啲單車撞到行人嘅意外喺嗰度發生嘅。咁我喺度咧希望即係馬會咧都係叫做邊陲地帶啦，好似我哋頭先所講啦，喺馬會嘅側邊有啲咁嘅設施。咁希望將來咧馬會都能夠咧喺如果資源許可嘅話咧，喺下個階段裏面咧，就對呢一橛嘅路咧，進行一個美化同埋去改善嚇。唔該，主席。
好，跟住葉榮議員。
係，多謝主席。咁我比較高興馬會喺今次呢個暢達性嗰度安裝呢個輪椅升降台啦，喺呢個火炭行人天橋嗰度。咁其實過去輪椅人士如果要去彭福公園或者去馬場嘅話，都是相當危險的，咁都是要喺呢個馬路邊沿住馬路邊行過去啦。咁如果今次你哋興建呢個輪椅升降台嘅話，係對我哋輪椅人士嚟講係大大減低呢個危險性。咁我比較關心就係呢個承重量。咁往往我哋輪椅人士，包括我在內咧，咁用呢個港鐵嘅輪椅升降台咧，好多時就因為負重量嘅問題咧，就半天掉，甚至乎可能高速衝咗落去，係啦。咁我都經常發生呢啲問題。咁港鐵嗰啲輪椅升降台好多時一係有去到230 kilo， 咁有小部分可能215 kilo。咁其實隨住而家輪椅越嚟越重啦，越嚟越大部啦，咁其實個製造商好多時想我哋比較耐用啲、襟用啲咧，咁往往個電池啊或者摩打會做靚啲、做大舊啲。咁希望你哋如果採購輪椅升降台嗰陣時，可以至少250 kilo 或以上嚇。我比較都係關注呢個問題，唔該。
好，跟住蕭顯航議員。
喂，係，我有一個問題咧，就關於頭先回應翻跟進翻葉榮議員嗰個問題，就關於嗰個無障礙嗰個情況。嗱，我睇到嗰個所謂個架咧，就係沿住樓梯上啊。但係我以我所知咧，我唔知我有冇搞錯咗，但係搞錯糾正翻啦。就話個架就喺樓梯嗰度，就係當散有啲活動喺馬場嗰時咧，那個樓梯會好多人沿住個樓梯就可能會去銀禧嘅。但係如果突然間係有需要用到嗰個架咧，你可能會 jam 住咗後邊啲人流嘅。咁你有冇評估過？如果譬如話真係同一時間咁多人嗰時，你又用嗰個 escalator 咧，就會唔會係有個令到人流突然間停曬喺度咧？第二樣嘢就講個 ITOB 個 building 啊。以我所知，我就尋日睇到咧，就睇新聞就話關於稅務局嘅報告咗啲成績表出嚟，就話你個税收好似係多咗，比稅務局嘅應該冇記錯200幾億嘅，就增加成10%嘅。我想知道即係話係咪代表咗你哋將會未來咧就嗰個所謂客户群就大量增加，所以你哋有咁急需要整呢個嘅大樓咧。但係有個情況就話，我記得喺上個月咧，就你曾經個大樓都冧過機嘅，令到當時係成個嘅六合彩係停頓咗嘅。嗱，如果譬如話擺翻喺當你第日個大樓起好咗之後，而客户群一路增加，而你個電腦個量一路大嗰時咧，如果突然間會冧咗機。但係當時咧，如果係喺 race day 嚟嘅，跑緊馬嗰時咧，你哋有冇一啲叫做 contingency 嘅計劃？係譬如面對一個情況，諗個機你點樣處理？同埋如果突然間場外或者場內都會產生一啲起哄啊，或者有人喺度搞事，突然間有啲嘅問題出咗嚟，你哋有冇辦法可以處理到咧？ 因為冧機可以引起好多情緒嘅高漲或者不滿嘅，所以我就希望你哋有呢方面有冇計劃過日後嘅安全咧？
好，跟住余善文議員，
係多謝主席。其實咧，我個腦係空白嘅，但係感覺到咧。即是啱啱坐低，因为有啲事迟咗嚟，唔好意思啊，主席。咁但係呢，其实呢喺理论上呢空白得嚟呢我都係有嘢讲嘅。因为我住喺私楼呢已经有三十几年，喺沙田1987年已经住沙田市中心。亦都好感受到私楼人嘅一个嗰、那个即係意识啦、喜好啦，同埋佢嘅如果有啲咩外来嘅因素，会好大嘅回响嘅。咁啊，睇到馬會佢哋咧，就係嗰日嘅 presentation 咧，係做得好好嘅，啊，咁即係有啲大樓啊興建啦，其實咧各方面咧嘅配套咧係相當之好。咁啊，無奈咧，如果我買咗御龍山咧，我就一定會反抗。無論你前後左右咧，如果有三嚿嘢喺度咧，我一定係唔 OK 嘅，無論點都好。咁所以咧喺度建議翻馬會佢哋咧嘅負責人咧，係應該咧同佢哋咧個御龍山。同埋呢個嘅銀禧花園嘅立案法團，同埋佢哋所有住嘅個居民咧，做一定嘅即係磨合，同埋呢個商討，即係以和為貴。咁變咗咧，你嘅做嘅事情咧，就會係順利好多。咁但係我好相信咧，我識嘅喺住榕山住嘅人咧，聽到有呢個消息咧，佢哋已經開始反感啦。咁所以係俾個 tips 你哋嘅啫。咁同埋你哋馬會咁大嘅地方咧，點解偏偏要喺嗰笪地方做三嚿咁嘅嘢咧？咁三個 building 係即係阻住咗一啲好靚嘅視線咧？咁我真係唔明白咯。點解你唔揀第二個選址或者離遠少少去做咧？點解一定要喺呢個位置咧？咁呢個係我嘅預見嚟嘅，主席，唔該曬。
好多謝你，潘國山議員。
好多謝主席，就我都係就嗰個資訊科技大樓咧，就係、是、都想表達我嘅睇法。其實咧就係、是、馬會咧，就喺呢方面咧都充分咧就考慮到周邊環境嗰種協調啊，同埋唔用呢個反光嘅物料嘅。但係咧，我總覺得咧就馬會咧應該有能力將呢個建築物咧做一個綠色建築嘅一個地標嚟做嘅。譬如包括我覺得有兩點仲可以考慮嘅，第一就係嗰個平台點樣綠化嘅問題，第二咧就係、是、除咗嗰個反光嘅物料之外咧，其實依家有一種物料就吸收聲音嘅一個物料嘅，因為咁咧就如果你喺面對馬路呢一邊嘅牆壁咧，如果用一啲吸音嘅物料咧，可能嗰個更加理想嘅嗰、那個情況。咁我都認同有啲同事講到㗎啦，就係、是、要充分諮詢咧，就當區居民同埋居民組織嘅意見啦。咁咧就係過往有一啲工程咧，都係會設立一啲諮詢啊，或者係聯絡小組嘅。咁如果馬會可以考慮喺施工期間都可以設立一啲咁嘅小組，咁方便咧就主要係溝通同埋呢個互相之間咧係有一個知識嘅一個溝通嘅渠道會更加理想嘅，呢個係我嘅意見，唔該。
好，陳國強議員。
多謝主席。我個腦咧就唔空白，但我都想講下先。即係其實咧，我其實想讚下馬會嘅。其實馬會咧幾好嘅，即係佢起幾嚿嘢咧，即係其實就唔好高嘅啫。咁又嚟諮詢下啦，咁大家又好認真去處理下。但係其實諗翻咧，政府咁多個部門啊，喺成個馬鞍山沙田海旁話起就起，越起越起越高，越起越多。仲可以填埋海，咁我哋區議會做得咩咧？咪就係講下。所以其實咧，馬會咧，你起嗰幾嚿嘢咧，我係贊成嘅。即係你同政府一個比較嘛，你話咧，政府話你咁多機構咧，你哋嗰啲假諮詢咧，馬會就唔同啦。諮詢到而家為止都兩次啦，都幾好啊！我想講一講咧嗰個停車場啫，同埋嗰個九公園。嗱，2016年嗰個馬季咧，你哋收入啊！總投資額成2100億，我諗今年到六月咧應該到2500億度啦。嗰、那個停車場咧，我諗就算起到你38層高咧，都解決唔到嘅，因為嗰個投注額咧同你嗰個泊車嗰個成本啊唔成比例啊嘛。咁你而家見到跑馬日咧，大家泊到去吐露港兩旁，有啲咧直情咧為咗講跑馬咧，佢泊唔到入去，就將架車咧就泊咗去嗰、那個叫做壞車道嗰度啊。咁啊～就跑過去對面 都得嘅，嗰啲會員嚟嘅，好矜貴嘅，我真係驚佢會俾人撞死添啊！所以咧，馬會咧，其實喺短期裏邊咧，你而家講緊長期嗰個泊車問題咧，短期咧都盡量幫下呢班人啦，咪到時撞死咗幾個尊貴會員咧，就好尷尬喎。我真係再講一次咧，嗰個咧停車場你哋解決唔到嘅，始終嗰個投注額真係同你哋嗰個泊車成本咧，你就算加到1000蚊一個鐘，佢哋照泊嘅。如果拍唔到咪求其拍咯，反而咧我個提議咧就喺沙田馬鞍山咧，好似大學站啊，或者係沙田附近啲屋苑咧，你俾等啲人咧拍完之後，你用架好啲嘅 shuttle bus 俾佢哋車入去馬場咧，咁可能仲解決咗個短時間嘅問題啦，好過而家你大家諗下搞依樣嘢搞嗰樣嘢，即係解決唔到啦。同埋嗰個九公園咧，我希望啊，即係我講過好多次嘅，如果可以將佢做到一個全香港最大嘅九公園。而唔使綁住啲狗嘅，即係自由跑嘅咧，咁其實咧好多人會支持，即係更加會讚賞馬會咁多年呃咗我哋咁多錢咯。多謝。
容永洲議員，
我又唔係好識賭馬，所以我就應該好少俾馬會呃到錢嘅。咁咧就都想攞翻個 PowerPoint 問翻幾樣嘢。第一咧就想講翻嗰個彭福公園嗰個暢達性，即係個 PowerPoint 嘅第四頁。可唔可以抱只翻出嚟啊？唔該。我想問一問嘅嗱，因為咧你哋話要加一架即係樓梯嘅升降機啦。咁除咗樓梯升降機之外，有冇探討過即係其他嘅 option， 譬如加 lift 啊、加成嗰啲，可唔可以解決到個問題咧？因為始終樓梯升降機嗰、那個即係。穩定性咧，有陣時就唔係咁即係咁容易嘅。呢個第一個問題。第二個問題咧，就關於 1.2 嗰個咧，就係嗰個行人路單車徑擴闊嗰度。咁其實我想投影片第七張。咁我想問一問咧，嗱，因為支燈柱咧，你都係要擺喺呢個位。咁其實係咪因為路政署唔想支燈柱同翻你哋嘅構築物有所即係擺喺你哋嘅構築物度，導致到要擺呢個位咧？因為呢個位置咧，你問我嗰個有效嘅即係 effective width 咧，其實係會細咗嘅，係會窄咗嘅。咁我唔知當其時點解會一定要咁樣擺呢個第二個問題。第三個問題咧就係講分嘅彭福公園嗰個分佈啫，就係你哋個 PowerPoint 嘅第11頁。我想講講翻咧就係嗱，而家你有個寵物分區啦，即係分開咗即係將啲狗隻同埋人係分開咗。我你問我，我覺得即係對其他公園嗰個遊人咧係好咗嘅。咁當然啦，你話個小馬主題區咁樣。你問我喂咁有小馬就何時有大馬呢咁樣我即係永遠都問㗎喇就算潘太平我講我都係喂咁你沙田確實冇騎術學校嘅咁有冇要諗過喺馬會嘅範圍裏面去搵返一啲地方去解決返呢個問題呢咁樣。另外呢就係、是、蝴蝶園即係嗰個情況我哋都想了解返啦因為大埔就有個鳳園嘅咁其實呢就喺一啲咁即係咁多咁高密度嘅地方有個蝴蝶園，你確實會唔會吸引到個品種咧咁樣？另外咧就係、是、即係關於嗰個平台多用途體育館嗰度咧，我哋想了解翻呢、這個體育館咧，你哋因為嗰陣時就講一定係朝航晚拆，即係你嘅個 PowerPoint 第18頁。咁我哋想問一問咧，就係、是、嗰、那個朝航晚拆嗰個咁嘅。安排呢其實可唔可以有一啲電嘅即係如果個架可以升降好似人哋嗰啲體育館嘅安排。咁另外啦就針對你嗰個 ITOB 即係嗰個科技資訊營運大樓。嗱喺份文件裏面嘅第22頁呢我哋睇呢就係、是、你哋嗰個資訊大樓呢其實係講緊就23頁36米高嘅。我想了解翻咧，你哋有冇探討過可行性咧？就係、是、嗰、那個高度可唔可以再降低啦？嚇，同翻嗰個宿舍係咁再或者再低少少啦。咁另外咧就係、是、對附近譬如魚龍山啊，或者係鄰近嘅一帶嘅屋苑， 對嗰個景觀上、視覺上有咩影響呢？我哋呢度睇唔到嘅，即係喺呢一度，即係冇話一個透視圖係，譬如喺緊御龍山幾個樓望出去會係點呢咁樣。另外呢，就嗰個多層停車場嗰個問題，交通嗰度呢，我哋睇呢，你最後尾33頁嗰度呢，嗰、那個安排呢，我哋睇呢就係、是、你現階段嗰、那個出去嗰、那個停車場出去嘅位置呢，係啲車要返返入去大埔或者上返火炭呢，你嗰個路係點樣行呢？我哋睇唔到呢度，可唔可以稍後答覆？我想第二輪追問，唔該。
好啊，陳樂恆議員。
唔該主席，主要咧就反映翻咧嗰個寵物嗰個設即係分區嗰個問題嘅，因為有啲愛狗人士啦，都透過即係唔同嘅渠道啊，咁即係點樣可以做得更加好咁樣啦？希望佢哋希望。咁第一咧就係、是、其實我記得嗰個寵物分區咧係好似嗰個範圍係比上次都係大咗嘅，係啊，正係大咗嘅。咁呢個佢哋都好歡迎嘅。咁但係佢哋就覺得咧即係一個位置又需要唔需要即係唔需要用狗繩啦，唔使牽引。咁一個地方咧就要用狗繩。咁佢哋嘅意見就係話覺得咧，其實就兩邊都其實都唔需要即係咁強制性話係一定要佢哋用嘅。咁如果係有需要嘅，咁如果係佢哋即係主人會再做翻嗰個牽引嗰個嘅嗰個安排咯。咁變咗佢覺得就唔需要分得咁清楚，係有即係兩邊一邊係唔使用狗繩，一邊係要用狗繩嘅。咁呢個佢哋嘅第一個意見啦。第二個意見就是他們希望都可以將那個寵物公園的開放時間都能夠延長一些，因為很多時候可能他們是放了工才有時間帶這狗隻去落街去散步，但是他們都不介意說譬如可能住在大圍的都不介意是即係揸車啊，咁過嚟依邊去嗰個狗公園嘅，咁但係咧，佢哋就希望嗰個開放時間咧係可以夜少少，係啦，可能到九點啊或者十點啊咁樣咧，就會佢哋會覺得係較為方便佢哋啦。第三樣咧就係、是嗰、那個佢哋就都有個建議咧，就係話希望加嗰個叫做一啲寵物食物嗰啲嘅自動售賣機，係啊，即係可以方便到一啲嘅狗主，可能啊突然間可能冇帶嘢食，或者係冇用食曬啦，咁可以咧佢哋都可以有個方法係買到，因為呢個我記得係有啲自動售賣機係可以做到呢一個功能嘅，或者係甚至乎一般自動售賣機你當好似賣零食咁，我變咗嗰啲係狗嘅零食咁解嘅啫。咁最後一樣咧，佢哋就建議咧，即係因為嗰個寵物分區而家嗰度又有個須牽引嗰個位咧，其實就同個湖其實係即係好非常之相非常之近嘅。咁呢個睇下你哋會唔會再考慮將佢變做一個即係唔需要牽引嘅區域啦。咁佢哋嘅意見就係話啊，因為而家嗰個公園佢哋湖同埋草地嗰啲咧，係中間係冇一啲即係好確實嘅分隔欄嘅，咁變咗咧佢哋啲狗隻咧都容易咧會走咗落去水嗰度，咁佢哋就希望呢，如果寵物分區需牽引嗰個位啦，咁當然希望變做唔使牽引，咁但如果最後都係需牽引呢，佢哋都希望可以加返一啲嘅圍欄呢，咁變咗啲狗仔仔就冇咁容易呢係落去個湖區嗰度啫，咁係但係咁多啦，唔該。
好，跟住李永成議員。
唔該曬，我都想睇睇第十一張 slide 嗰度呢，同樣地，我亦都係即係其實之前亦都係反映過相類似意見，就係、是、對於寵物人士嗰方面，我不斷譬如喺我自己當區，可能係銀湖天風同盈海，佢哋係好多人都係養狗隻，可以容許。咁其實佢哋現時嚟講咧，好多時真係會揸車咧係去彭福嗰度，即係放下狗啊，因為個空間比較大啊。咁所以咧我只要睇翻即係之前都類似係 One Third 島嘅即係 area 去做一個即係dog zone咁樣樣，咁但係即係始終你即係我明白你本身加咗啲小馬主題區，但係即係我自己都收到好多居民意見，都係真係希望你哋可以進一步放寬多少少個寵物嗰個嘅即係分區嘅區域，令到佢哋咧可以即係真係有多啲空間俾即係佢哋嘅寵物咧去有啲空間去行。現時我哋知道即係馬鞍山，譬如可能只係得即係西沙路嗰、那個好細嘅一個寵物公園，咁所以希望即係彭福公園係佢哋即係好多愛狗啊，或者寵物嘅人士咧，佢哋即係好喜歡嘅地方。咁希望即係呢方面馬會都可以再考慮。跟住我都有幾個minor 少少問題想請問。第十八張 slide 嗰度咧，我想請問我見到嗰度係 即係當然係歡迎嗰、那個有蓋嘅多功能運動場嘅。咁我見到嗰度，如果冇睇錯，就有兩個係應該係足球場先啦，五人足球場，跟住有個應該係排球場，兩個係籃球場。咁我都想問多少少，即係最右手邊嗰兩個係即係個係咩場咧？咁係啦，咁我都問一問，同埋第24章嘅 slide 嗰度咧，我都想問一問。我見到即係之前我冇特別睇呢一個嘅景觀啊，咁所以我想問一問第24，即係比較靠近我哋嗰邊嗰、那個，本身喺個天台已經有一個嗰、那個係咪一個籃球場嚟？嗰、那個係即係係咪exclusive 俾即係馬會同事啊，還是即係呢個地方都係開放？咁我都想即係了解多少少。最後一點就住個 multi-level。parking area 嗰個 car park 啦，我自己係歡迎，因為其實現時嚟講，我哋知道即係停車位都係不足，當然啦，即係馬會本身又緊張，我哋即係依家去馬會嘅時候見到其實個 area 其實唔細嘅，即係點樣可以再進一步善用？咁同埋你亦都係有啲嘅道路更改，其實應該我理解應該係優化咗係一件好事。咁但係即係變咗而家嚟講，的確係比較散少少。咁我係即係 welcome， 即係你哋可以去進一步去優化翻佢。咁我都想問，因為我頭先睇到如果冇睇錯咧，就個 car park 嗰度大約係樓高四層500個車位，咁工程完咗之後個其實數量係維持不變。咁我都想問，因為其實馬會即係咁有錢㗎啦，係咪？咁其實如果係有空間嘅話，係唔係你哋即係喺個 car park 嗰度當然我明白嗰度當然係即係race course 你哋㗎啦。咁但係即係譬如如果係你將來發展是否足夠？第二就係、是、如果你進一步去發展嘅話，我哋成日都講依家土地好珍貴，咁你哋會向上發展啦。咁但係即係當然我哋知道特地即係馬會你哋去處理。咁但係如果係多少少嘅一啲車位，即係係咪？即係你哋評估已經係足夠應付將來嘅發展，以及甚至有啲我哋即係當然啦，有啲地方我哋有啲地積比喺basement 嗰啲就唔計個即係地積比率。咁我希望你哋即係都會睇一睇翻如果係停車位不足嘅話，咁我見如果你哋係維持不變嘅話，咁係咪應該都可以進一步改善呢？咁唔該。
好，請大家備悉咧，彭祥偉議員咧翻咗嚟議會嘅。咁跟住咧就住馬會嗰方面咧，我都有回應嘅。首先講咧改善彭福公園嘅暢達性啦。咁我覺得樓梯升降機咧，我係歡迎嘅，不過只係一個短期嘅措施。我覺得長期咧應該咧係有升降機嘅。咁點解咧？呢個長者友善社區 aging 嘅 society 咧，其實需要。仲有咧，婦女連譬如好似嬰兒車啊，或者啲老人家揸拐杖啊等等，其實我覺得唔需要一啲傷殘人士要禁制，然後要你哋人嚟先能夠咧係幫佢去做呢樣嘢。我覺得心理上都唔好嘅，長遠嚟講咧，一定係升降機先能夠解決呢個問題。咁第二咧就係嗰個單車徑啦，咁我係好開心咧，馬會咧能夠從善如流啦，聽到我哋嘅意見咧就褪入咗去裏邊嘅，非常之好。咁我亦都想睇翻咧，究竟嗰個牆咧，你哋都話會同我哋傾嗰個 material 嘅，我只係擔心，譬如真係有一啲碰撞嘅時候，個牆嘅一個 material 咧，希望係睇下點樣可以tailor 到咧，係用家嘅需要又冇咁危險咁樣。咁同埋咧諮詢咧，即係喺嗰個工程嘅 period 嘅時候咧，盡量要諮詢相關嘅團體咧，我覺得係非常之重要。咁跟住咧就係彭福公園啦，彭福公園咧就我想提出幾樣嘢嘅。第一咧就係洗手間。洗手間咧，我希望女性同埋男性嘅廁格咧，係個比例咧，女性係 2.5 比1。咁咧，希望女性嘅廁格係比較多啲，因為咧女性咧多數都可能陪埋細佬哥入去啊等等。咁我希望嗰個廁格嘅比例咧就係 2.5 比1啦。第二咧，獨立廁所我都講過咧，就係 handicap 嘅廁所咧，唔希望喺男廁或者女廁裏邊，因為咧如果 opposite sex 帶佢入去嘅時候咧，其實佢就唔可以陪得，譬如男仔陪唔得女仔入去啦咁樣。咁希望係一個獨立嘅 handicap 嘅廁所啦。 第三咧就係 canteen 啊，我唔希望係一個咧入機買嘢嘅，我希望咧用翻你哋以前咧 interactive 一個 canteen 可以有一啲活動可以喺度搞，或者係真係買到啲嘢食嘅，我覺得係比較理想嘅。好似我哋 oil space 咧，亦都有一啲活動喺度嘅。咁第四咧就係 sensory garden， 我知道你哋會 install 喺裏邊。咁究竟一啲失明人士會唔會可以摸到或者聽到某啲嘅信息咧，喺呢個彭福公園裏面係咪嗰五官都係可以 tailor 到嘅咧？咁可唔可以俾多少少嘅 insight 我咧？咁樣咁跟住subway咧，多謝你哋咧係會再有藝術家可以即係用到其中一幅牆啦。咁我就想問一下，可唔可以有 lighting 或者 music 咧喺裏面都係用 sensory 嗰個角度咧係可以令到多啲人可以感受到咧呢一個 tunnel 咧咁樣。咁當然咧，清潔嗰方面要同埋 ventilation 咧都要注意啦。咁我好欣賞個主題公園嘅主題公園，我好希望咧就係話即係有多啲唔同嘅主題，咁令到咧佢成為一個 attraction 咁樣。咁黃家榮議員頭先提過嘅 cover 咧，我都覺得係非常之重要嘅，即係話喺每個主題區咧都有一啲 cover 俾唔同嘅朋友，因為咧你曬得多咧，其實真係會暈嘅。咁如果你有啲唔同嘅主題區有 cover 就好理想啦。WiFi 會唔會有咧？咁同埋水機咧，我希望咧就係有人嘅飲水機之外咧，我見喺澳洲南澳嘅時候咧，佢哋亦都有底下有啲俾狗仔嘅飲水機嘅，同一條嘢咧，其實佢哋就已經有相同咧兩方面嘅人都可以嘅，咁我希望你哋可以 explore 呢一样嘢啦。咁跟住咧，你哋嗰、那个室内个运动场嗰度咧，咁我都系好欣赏嘅。咁我希望咧，佢嘅 material 可以俾到咧平衡车，可以都可以喺度玩啦，或者比赛啦，跳蚤市场啦，同埋咧。可以做到嘅室內嘅表演場地，咁就住咧你哋擬議嘅項目咧，咁我諗反應比較大咧，當然就係資訊科技營運大樓啦。點解一定要揾呢個 location 嚟去做咧？點解唔可以喺譬如將軍澳啊、工業村啊、火炭工業村啊，或者其他香港嘅地方，或者係內地嘅地方做咧？點解一定要喺呢個 location 呢咁樣。咁第二呢就係、你而家 existing 嘅 location 係喺邊度嘅呢？咁其實係咪可以改善？我明白你已經有30年啦，好清楚嘅。咁你一定係要改善裏面嗰個 facilities 啊、建設等等。但係係咪可以喺現址已經係可以做到呢？咁即係我覺得呢樣係非常之重要嘅。咁而呢即係個 building 吸音嘅物料咧，係非常之重要嘅。如果真係假設，即係有共識啦，即係銀禧啊、玉龍山等等火炭嘅居民覺得啊，傾咗某啲共識嘅時候，其實佢哋都係好擔心咧。其中一個就係嗰個音響嘅問題啊，因為咧佢哋已經係好嘈啦，吐露港公路。咁所以咧，我要求咧就一定要同咧玉龍山銀禧等等嘅朋友咧係有充分共識，先能夠咧係推動呢個工程嘅。咁跟住咧就係嗰、那個我哋讲緊嗰个停车位，你嗰个停车场啦。咁呢我就觉得呢一个呢其实係好事嘅，如果你改善到嗰个 logistic 啦，同埋我希望睇下点样係可以改善到，有冇一啲study 做咗呢係改善我哋吐露港公路嘅交通嘅呢咁样。咁同埋我都觉得如果你能够係咪增加多少少嘅车位係理想啲嘅呢，究竟譬如好似我哋 weekend 唔係跑马嘅时间，如果我哋有朋友喺嗰啲室内嘅体育馆啊，或者我哋做啲跳蚤市场啊，或者打波啊等等，咁开放呢啲咁嘅球场嘅时候，其实係咪其他公众都可以用呢个停车场嘅呢？係咪可以 allow 佢咁做呢？如果係咪可以多少少位令到佢哋都可以用到呢一样嘢呢？咁最后我都想讲返呢，其实呢马场站呢同银禧火炭呢边嗰个站呢，其实呢 MTR 坐车呢其实差几蚊嘅。咁所以我想话马会其实係咪可以即係点讲啊，补贴返 MTR， 令到两个嘅收费系一样，令到唔好咁多嘅朋友赛马嘅朋友呢经过火炭站出呢，因为点解呢，你呢个唔系一次，你系每个礼拜都有跑马，而每个礼拜佢哋走或者嚟呢都有好多好多嘅人呢，令到呢系火炭区嘅居民呢觉得不便，同埋好 annoying 嘅。咁究竟马会系咪可以 即係補貼呢一樣嘢，令到咧少啲嘅人流喺火炭站出咧咁樣。咁跟住咧就韋慶祥議員係咪都有意見？
啊，唔該主席。我諗成個馬會提出嚟嘅各項嘅建議咧，其實都有一個應該係即係中心點嘅，就係呢個係一個即係社區設施。如果馬會裏面增加任何嘅社區設施嘅話咧，我睇唔到咧，即係點解啲議員咧要提出反對？除非嗰樣唔係一個社區設施，或者唔能夠讓社區人士去分享到即係有關嘅設施或者成果。咁就容許我建議一樣咧，就係、可能你哋裏面所提嘅設施裏面係冇嘅。我記得咧就係、我曾經嘗試去了解，得當然唔係最近啦，之前了解一下究竟即係馬會會唔會有個圖書館或者一個嘅資料儲存中心，係保存咗馬會一啲以往嘅即係歷史片段啊、資料啊等等。好，所以我發覺似乎係冇嘅，即係如果我係錯嘅話，請你更正啊。咁從呢度咧，我就諗下，以下馬會係咪可以做一啲保留到香港賽馬歷史，甚至賭博歷史，甚至同馬有關嘅資料等等嘅一個嘅資料庫，而又可以讓公眾人士從中去了解同明白。嗱，當然我目的唔係想馬會透過呢啲嘢去教人賭錢。而是俾人知道香港嗰個嘅賽馬歷史同文化，甚至一啲非法賭博嘅歷史等等。咁當然咧，即係你係馬會冇理由唔講馬去講狗嘅，係咪？咁我亦都曾經試過幫人哋去做一啲嘅即係資料搜集，知道應該係馬會曾經係應該有呢啲嘢嘅。咁但係原來發覺咧，馬會真係冇。喂，你咁大個機構，連呢啲同自己有關嘅嘢都冇嘅話，潘大炳，你應該重新幫我哋諗下，可能以前啲人冇諗啫嚇，而家應該要諗下。咁即係話，如果你能夠有一個咁嘅設施，又喺馬會裏面出現，又可以俾即係公眾人士可以入到去了解同明白嘅話咧，不妨係可以考慮一下嘅。咁啊，反正而家事實亦都係冇嚇。咁我哋除咗啲社區人士入去玩之外，原來入到去裏面咧，亦都可以了解咗好多嘢。咁其實我曾經都諗過咧，就係你個走廊裏面咧，而家雖然你係有改善到啲通風啊、燈光啊，咁但係牆壁裏面所建議所做嗰啲嘢咧，我就覺得好似好格格不入啊！如果你能夠喺個走廊兩邊就係講同馬有關嘅嘢，或者同馬會有關嘅，可能更加貼切咧。不過如果係用咁簡單嘅片段放喺度嘅話，倒不如你整個更加好嘅，無論大型嘅圖書館又好、博物館又好，可能嚟得更合。咁希望大家可以諗下。
好，我想话咧，我有个临时同意嘅，咁跟住而家交翻个时间俾马会嘅代表回应，好唔好啊？唔该晒，
多谢主席，多谢咁多位委员好热烈嘅讨论同埋俾意见俾我哋吓，呢、這个对我哋好有用嘅，即系我哋细化我哋嗰个方案入边。我谂咁样样啊，就一阵间我谂我哋分开逐个项目嚟啦。好明顯，頭先聽到最多嘅係彭福公園同埋我哋科技大樓嚇呢兩個。彭福公園嘅話嘅，其實就有好多你哋嘅意見嘅話咧，我哋其實有採納嘅，或者係積極考慮緊嘅。我哋只不過係喺呢個階段嗰個設計嘅話嘅，我哋未及話將呢啲細到話有冇 WiFi 啊，有冇即係俾寵物嘅 vending machine 呢啲咁樣咧，咁細項咁樣列咗出嚟嘅啫。但係既然大家都提咗出嚟嘅話咧，呢啲我哋一定會咧。就記錄低，咁我哋翻去再做一個詳細嘅設計嗰個階段嗰陣時嘅話咧，我哋會將一啲咧就逐一考慮。寵物嗰度嘅話嘅，我知道始終都係大家好關心嘅地方。咁呢個我哋以前一路都聽到㗎啦，嚇咁樣亦都係中意寵物同埋唔中意寵物嘅話嘅，亦都有人在。咁所以我哋咧喺咁大嘅公園之中嘅話嘅，我哋能夠取其平衡咧，呢個係我哋嗰個規劃嘅目標嚟嘅。而我哋再講一次嘅話嘅，我哋都覺得我哋而家呢個寵物公園咧，就算我哋而家喺度建議嘅話咧，成個俾寵物能夠活動嘅範圍嘅話嘅，將會係全香港最大嘅。
咁入面嘅話嘅至於細化嗰個設計係點樣樣啊，點樣可以確保啲狗隻唔會跌落水啊等等呢啲嘅話咧，我哋其實我哋都有考慮嘅。咁樣我哋已經係希望下一次我哋有機會嘅話咧，係再將我哋一個詳細嘅設計咧，再攞翻翻嚟俾大家嘅啫。咁樣而至於嗰、那個科技大樓啦，科技大樓嘅話嘅我係即係外行人，我只係能夠喺度同大家確保嘅話嘅，我聽我頭先好多委員講都俾我哋好好嘅意見㗎啦，就係、是、話一定要同附近嘅居民聯絡，呢、這個我哋一定會做嘅。呢、這個我哋除咗喺呢個議會之外嘅話咧，係我哋會好積極、好主動咁樣同埋對面嗰啲居民嘅話嘅咧，有一個直接嘅對話，有一個直接嘅解釋。咁樣呢個我哋會做嘅。而至於頭先真係比較技術性嘅問題，譬如有講過話冧咗機會，我哋以後點樣樣處理呢？或者點解一定要選址呢度呢？或者係咪可以做一啲吸音啊，一啲綠化嘅設計呢？可唔可以再將佢壓縮再低啲呢？矮啲呢？等等。咁呢個你話嘅一陣間我俾我哋 IT 部門啊楊生同埋阿偉生呢同大家作一個詳細嘅解釋。而多層嘅停車場嘅話嘅亦都係我一息間我請阿鄧女士嘅話咧，同大家再詳細介紹我哋究竟起呢個多層停車場嗰個最重要嗰個本意係點樣樣嚇？我諗咁樣樣嘅話嘅，我哋請每一個同事嘅話嘅分別作答先好，
okay.
或者我先請阿鄧女士先啦，好唔好
？OK， 好啊。
多層停車場，跟住嘅話嘅就係我哋到個 ITOB 嗰個大樓，
okay.
好嘛，主席。
多層停車場咧，其實我哋頭先都解釋咗啦。其實最主要嘅原因咧，就係即係想咧裏邊內部嗰個交通嗰個流量咧，即係去解決有一啲地方嘅一個樽頸嘅位置，就好似頭先呢個圖裏邊咁講解釋嘅。咁我哋將的士同埋一啲私家車咧，已經係分流咗出去，以至到咧佢哋可以好快咧的士咧，即係譬如你頭先睇到個圖上邊嗰個咧，就係現時嘅情況嘅，有675部。就係、是、睇同一個樽口位咧，就喺呢度入嚟咧，就喺呢度係冇分到啊，即係的士啊同埋私家車點樣點落客嘅。但係將來咧，我哋咧就會加多啲落客嘅地方，同埋咧就將的士咧就係擺咗上去，即係落客個地方擺咗上去大樓裏邊，咁以至到佢哋可以好快咧就可以流翻出去。咁咧就可以幫助到咧，就唔會影響啦。即係喺大賽嗰陣時候咧，有時就係會喺吐露港裏面嘅車龍嘅。咁至於個停車位方面咧，我哋都聽到議員話啊，即係可唔可以再加多啲啊？咁其實咧，我哋亦都睇過曬我哋而家嘅現有嗰個需要嗰、那個 demand 同埋嗰個契約俾我哋嘅要求。因為咧，如果你越加多車位嘅話咧，其實將來咧會對出面嘅流量啊，附近的道路網絡的流量呢就會有影響的。所以 that's why 我們就不要只是看我們自己的需求，現在其實只不過是不理想，就是有部分的露天臨時車位呢就是很遠的距離的看台，就是包括了是在、就是、個馬車那個停車場的位置，就是將來在、那個 ITOB 的位置，咁同埋一個就喺個足球場嗰度，咁就令咧唔係咁理想，咁所以我哋咧就想整合，然之後咧就去設計一個新嘅大樓，咁就將佢擺到去喺呢個呢度嘅附近嘅。咁我哋係咁多呢度。
我請阿楊生嚟講。
好好好，唔該楊生。
呢個問題好嘛？
首先多謝議員嘅意見啦。或者我先回應一下咧，就關於過往其實喺三月底嘅時候咧，我哋喺馬會咧有兩次嘅系統嘅問題發生咗。咁多謝頭先委員嘅意見咧，就關於我哋嗰個後備嗰個操作啊 ，continuous 究竟係點樣處理？其實喺馬會係一方面，我哋好有歷史啦，已經係超過130年嘅歷史。而喺過往喺IT 嗰方面嘅設置咧，有部分咧其實都相當舊㗎啦。咁其中頭先都提過，包括個數據中心其實都超過30年。我哋都有部分嘅器材咧，或者個軟件啊應用咧，都比較舊嘅。咁所以喺過去嗰數年咧，我哋係着重咗呢一方面嘅，特別係應用軟件啦，同埋硬件嘅一啲設置啊、更新啊。 亦都因為咧喺過去嗰十年咧，互聯網同埋手機嘅應用咧係越嚟越普及啊。同我哋過往嘅投注渠道主要係靠場外投注站同埋電話投注中心咧，係有一個相當大嘅改變。咁亦都因為如此咧，我哋喺呢一方面嘅設置咧，新嘅設置咧係好要求嗰個穩定性啦，同埋嗰個容量上咧係達到我哋客户同埋公眾嘅要求。咁所以喺除咗話喺我哋啱講緊個數據中心啊、硬件啊、軟件同埋個應用系統上面咧，我哋其實係有一個相當多嘅改善嘅工程咧，係陸陸續續做緊嘅。而最近發生嘅事情咧，其實某程度上咧，亦都同我哋更新嘅過程裏面咧，係出現咗一啲問題，有啲相關嘅。咁我哋內部亦都做咗好多檢討啦，去確保咧喺嚟緊嘅不論係賽馬日啦，又或者係我哋足球投注同埋六合彩投注咧，一個穩定嘅系統俾我哋公眾使用。咁喺呢方面，我哋內部係做咗相當多嘅檢討同埋改善同埋投資喺呢一方面嘅。咁呢個已經係做咗相當嘅工作。同時間呢，我哋喺個系統個 contingency， 即係個後備資源方面呢，我哋都做咗一啲功夫呢，係令到特別喺個網絡啊同埋應用系統嘅測試上面呢，係令到呢啲咁嘅問題呢係盡量去減低。同時間我哋都係有一個內部嘅應對突發事情嘅應對嘅一個組織咧，係建立咗去處理呢一方面嘅問題。就因應呢一類嘅新嘅系統上線啊，同埋嗰個硬件嘅轉動咧，其實我哋亦都做咗一個重新嘅計劃咧，特別喺買季投注嘅時間咧，我哋會盡量集中喺呢個時間處理，令到對公眾嘅影響咧減到最低。咁呢、這個我好簡單咁回應一下關於我哋上兩次嘅系統嘅問題啦，同埋我哋對系統嘅後置方面嘅一啲安排。
好 ，so following is Andrew or Julian？ Julian first。
我諗啊 ，Julian 會講一講就係話層樓點解唔可以再壓縮低啲啦，
okay。
又或者話可唔可以綠化做多啲啦，等等嘅話嘅，頭先都係有委員提過嘅，咁樣我請阿 Julian 嘅話嘅喺呢一方面。
Okay.
做個回應。
I think as I tried to portray a little bit in the presentation, we've actually already condensed and optimized the envelope as much as possible. Actually, we've looked at kind of the lowest ceiling heights within the building. We've looked to maximize the basement. So.Really, in terms of the overall envelope of the building, especially in relation to the constraints of the water pipe and the DSD reserve, the footprint's limited, and we've already optimised what goes in the building. So we've actually tried to bring it down as low as we possibly can. In fact, it was one of our kind of key challenges from the design perspective to achieve that. There is quite a lot of resilience in these kind of buildings. So...The old facility in the grandstand, and this is to some extent why it's not actually opportune to reuse those facilities. It doesn't have the infrastructure and the resilience that a new modern data center demands. So you have extra power feeds to ensure you don't have this interruption of service. So the data halls really have been.Move down as small as they can. IT have even adopted high density type design to again really reduce what they put in there. That's something that hasn't been used extensively in Hong Kong, but I think we're really aiming to minimize the overall envelope of the building. There isn't really an opportunity anywhere to reduce the height on any aspect ofbased on what we've got in the building. It's really minimised. I think it's fair to say in Sha Tin we have something like over 700 racks at the moment, and through innovation, through the IT and this data centre will house about 430. So you can see there's quite a dramatic push from the IT side to really cram as much as we can in terms of the data. Was there a second question, Eddie?
The greening.
The greening at the roof level, we've put in as much as we can. There is, again, as I come back to the resilience and the a plant that's required to service a data center like that, does have quite a lot of plant at the roof. We've put a lot of mitigation measures. A lot of it isn't used during normal operation, so actually coming to the noise issue, there really shouldn't be a lot of noise from the plant on the roof. In fact, there's kind of silencers and even acoustic louvers to ensure that the noise is low. In fact, it should be a lot lower than the highway next door. And I think we've got about 15% of the area is like a green roof. I wouldn't claim that it's grass. It's going to be more in line with the SCTC next door. Again, that's partly because for a data center, you generally don't try and put something like grass or something like that with water on top of the roof, although, of course, it's a waterproof building. You don't introduce something like that. But we have maximized the area that can be put on the roof like that. And outside, again, on the kind of at the ground level, as I tried to say, we kind of looked at putting some material that allows real grass to grow between the road. So again, it's not so often used in Hong Kong, but we have taken the initiative to try and introduce that to the projects to kind of create greening. We haven't really, I don't think, really considered the kind of acoustic treatment of the exterior of the building in terms of noise absorption, because actually the adjacent road, I think, is far noisier source than the actual building. But I would say that the building is kind of, it's not a single plane of glass. It's kind of, it has got glass, louvers, and some panels on it. So I wouldn't say they're material that are specifically for noise absorption. But I would think with the things like the louvers integrated into the design, you will absorb some kind of noise reflection that maybe is the concern, but I don't think it won't. The actual building itself doesn't generate a lot of noise. In fact, the data halls are in the kind of core of the building. There's kind of corridors around the outside.
Actually, I would like to respond to Julian's green area. When you talk about green roof, I remember in our focus group meeting, we already mentioned that, you know, there are in Singapore that they had a trip before. They said that the building is green building, not just the roof. Secondly, when you talk about the sounds, it's not your, you actually generate the sounds, yeah. But because of the traffic in the highway, it has the sounds that might direct up to the building.
Yeah,
so that's why if you have the material that can absorb the sound, that would be a lot better. So this is not the materials you have to consider so that it won't divert the sounds to upper level,
yeah.
So that it might affect the residents there.
Okay, I understand. The reflection.
Yeah, that's what the concern is. Okay, 我哋而家第二轮嘅提问好唔好啊？系咪容议员都有噶？你头先话，正话冇啦。Okay， 好，第二轮提问吓。系容议员。
就我想问翻嘅，就关于个地契嘅条款度。咁頭先翻查翻嗰個地契條款啦，咁馬會多次就話喂其實個地契上面呢就將個車位嘅數目限制咗。咁我想問一問呢，其實比較返沙田灘落13，即係舊契啦，同埋沙田灘落590新契呢，我哋想了解返呢，我睇其中一個佢哋嘅重點呢，就係講緊嗰個臨時車位個安排。咁我對比返兩份契，其實都講緊1000。其實我問返轉頭，究竟而家馬會可以泊嘅地方係咪真係可以泊到1000架車先？呢個第一個地方。第二個地方呢就係睇返呢嗰個590同埋13嗰個分別呢，基本上係一個比較即係細緻嘅分法嚟嘅。即係亦都係唔同種類嘅車呀，或者唔同種類嘅用途，就算私家車呢，唔同種類嘅用途呢都會有好細分。我想了解返呢，就其實 可唔可以定住會後咧整理咗啲資料之後咧，比對翻兩個嘅契嘅分別咧？就車位嗰個數目咧，係可唔可以俾到資料俾翻我哋個會度？呢個第二個要求。第三個地方咧就係講翻啦，ITOB 嗰度咧將嗰啲機搬咗過去，由嗰、那個Grand 即係嗰個叫做嗰、那個看台底咧搬咗過去。新嘅 ITOB 嗰度咧，我想了解翻咧嗰個必要性，同埋咧日後你個看台底清空咗之後咧，會將會攞嚟做乜？即係如果呢度你唔能夠清楚交代俾我哋聽，你究竟用咗啲乜嘢咧？我哋係擔心咧，你可能會阻嚟繼續營商嘅啫。所以我都要問了解翻咧590張契裏面咧係因為要由佢牽涉到有補地價嘅地方。土地價就係個會所，咁如果 Ada 定會所，你通常將地契容許佢做啲乜嘢嘅？呢度可唔可以都話到俾我哋聽？喺啲咩嘅情況之下佢唔需要補地價？喺咩情況之下佢要補地價咧？唔該，主席。
好，李永成議員。
唔該，主席。頭先阿潘生談及即係個寵物公園嗰度仍然係即係全港最大，我明白。不過始終即係 when compare with 你即係之前咧，其實始終係大幅咗，其實削減咗嗰、那個即係寵物公園嗰個 area。咁所以即係都幾多嘅寵物即係愛好者朋友佢都講，即係佢哋即係喺沙田咧，係真係好以往真係好開心，特登揸車去彭福。咁即係所以佢哋即係有呢個好殷切一個訴求。第二點就其實正正我哋啱啱尋日都有教育及福利委員會，咁其中一個 agenda 就係講緊即係消除對婦女一切形式歧視公約。其實我同意頭先即係主席談及，即係我諗除咗我諗基本嗰個男女嗰個洗手間嘅比例，我諗基本你依家即係希望起碼一比二啦，起碼都係咪咁啊？咁但係其實亦都談及即係喺我哋性別平權啊，性別觀點主流化底下，希望即係因為現時嚟講即係爸爸媽媽帶小朋友去到彭福公園啊，咁去到洗手間啊，有地方之餘，亦都可能有啲小朋友佢哋有啲可能真係去曬太陽都會有，咁亦都係講緊譬如餵哺母乳一啲嘅哺乳室啊等等嗰啲咧，係一啲好啲嘅環境，即係唔一定淨係喺洗手間旁邊，而係會唔會有一啲即係馬會始終有地方，亦都有個即係 budget， 可唔可以即係呢方面做一個即係無論 pioneer 又好，又話咩做得比較好少少嘅，俾一啲即係 family 呢個家庭更加友善嘅設施去做。咁同埋頭先應該有兩個比較細嘅問題未答我。第一就係 slide 18嗰度籃球場側邊嗰兩個我見即係我見籃球場、排球場咁樣足球場，但係嗰兩個比較細，我 sorry 啊，我 not sure。其實嗰個兩個應該係排球場嚟嘅，但係咁足球場側邊嗰個係咩場咧？以及slide 24嗰個籃球場係依家嚟講係用緊做咩嘅咧？唔該，
陳國強議員。
我想再提一提咧，嗰個寵物公園嗰度咧，事實上咧，你哋係將嗰個寵物公園個地方咧，就真係減細咗嘅。即係我想再次強調咧，如果嗰個非狗繩嗰個地方咧，可以更加擴大到全香港最大，甚至去到之前嗰個俾動物俾狗仔玩嘅地方咧，咁就更加好咯。因為如果你話要帶拉狗繩去玩嘅地方咧，香港好多嘅。如果唔帶狗繩可以玩嘅地方呢，如果以交通方便嚟講呢，只係得馬場呢個位啫。就希望如果仲係初步計劃呢，大家考慮一下啦。另外行先呢，即係我口快快講咗你話馬會呃咗我哋咁多錢呢，其實我講一笑啫，即係原道服輸一下，因為你呃唔到我錢㗎喎。OK, thank you。
好，韋慶祥議員。
唔該，主席。馬會同事有提過呢，就現在即係仍然係用緊嘅數據中心咧，已經係超過30年嘅歷史，係咪？咁頭先亦都有議員問過，就係最近馬會嘅一個嘅即係投注係即係需要或者係開採需要延咗期，同你一個係咪超過30年過時嘅數據中心設計或設備或相關嘅嘢有關咧？我唔知道。即係咪因為咁樣，所以你哋需要一個新嘅數據中心而取代舊嘅數據中心？呢個第一個問題。第二個問題咧就係、 你而家新而設計、新而即係要建嘅數據中心咧，嗰、那個設計咧係基於現有嗰個基礎上面去即係 project 出嚟啊，亦或係你哋曾經提過，因為現有嘅數據中心裏面嘅 racks 咧，如果冇記錯應該700多隻，咁將來嗰個咧應該可能係少過500隻。咁新嗰個設計裏面係咪淨係可以放到藥膜係不超過500隻 racks 嘅數據中心咧？咁將來如果需要再擴建嘅話，咁係咪又冇空間，又要重新揾過咧？咁係咪都可以話俾我哋聽咧？現有嘅數據中心其實係咪已經冇空間去即係擴建，或者係去改善，或者係提升，而需要另一個去取代佢咧？咁嗱，因為你有時提到咧，就係原本咧你係用緊700多隻，但係將來咧就會用係少過500隻。咁理論上其實係咪應該用少咗空間咧？咁即係話現有嗰個應該係空間係足以應付咗新嘅需要咧，係咪？我唔知道，請你講埋。仲有咧就係舊有嘅同新有嘅樓底之間有冇啲咩分別？
好，
咁啊同大家分享一下咧。
跟住，余善文議員，
係多謝主席。頭先聽到咧，佢哋用英文講咧係關於嗰、那個綠色嗰個環保嘅設計咧。其實是很欣賞的，因為在4月9日呢，曾經我們區議員呢就一行十幾人呢就去過新加坡考察啦。咁我第一個印象覺得新加坡是熱，但熱得嚟呢見到一些綠色植物呢是非常之舒服。咁如果你嗰個三個建築物是能夠是好順利是爭取到是起啦，你居民不反對啦，我希望佢用一個好新穎嘅設計設計到嗰個綠色嗰、那個建築物是有綠色嘅外表，是有啲係真正生長的植物，就不是假的，這個很重要的，對於風水來說亦都是很重要的一環。多謝主席。
好，跟住呢我都有第二輪嘅提問嘅。咁我都想問返呢，而家你 existing 喺資訊科技嗰個用個地方其實有幾大呢？咁同埋如果你而家喺 36B 呢個 building， 咁又有幾大呢？嗰、那個面積係點樣compare 呢？咁樣。咁第二係究竟點解我唔可以改善你哋而家話資訊科技已經係用咗30年，為何不能改善佢 upgrade 佢而 accommodate 到你而家嘅設施咧咁樣。咁即係我未睇到或者你哋未游說到我咧，覺得你哋係需要起呢個大樓咯。咁彭福公園嗰度我都贊成李永成議員咁講嘅，其實我都覺得暴雨室咧其實應該係唔係喺廁所裏面嘅，應該係獨立出嚟咧係會非常之理想嘅，因為咧，你想象下 B B 同埋女性喺個廁所裏邊咧，你都覺得唔係幾想，想象到都唔係幾 pleasant 啊嗰個感覺。咁所以希望這個呢個咧都係獨立出嚟咧，係會較理想嘅。咁或者我俾翻馬會回應好唔好啊？唔該。
多謝主席，多謝咁多位委員。我諗我哋先咁樣啦。我哋先回應咗李永成議員剛才反覆問嗰個問題先，即係呀佢有兩幅圖嗰、那個請阿馬生嘅話嘅可唔可以解釋得清楚。第一個喺 Concourse 2， 你講係咪應該係右手邊呀，右手邊你睇返個板上面嘅話應該係最右手邊兩個細啲個牆係咪，嗰兩個係乜嘢用途嘅場地、
yeah. The smaller courts are volleyball courts. We have basketball courts as well.And we have futsal courts. Now, the diagrams here are preliminary because the final arrangements of courts has not yet been decided. So we're looking at the optimal layouts for those various courts. There is also a tennis court shown there as well.
25頁啊、不如我哋去25頁好唔好啊？25頁嘅話嘅見到應該係喺左下角嗰度係咪？喺個樓頂嗰度嗰個。
啊、这个是一个篮球场来的，那是供我们员工、啊、用的。
是除了这个之外的话，我想看一看刚才都是魏庆祥议员、啊、和、啊、主席的话都问了一系列关于我们 ITOB 的问题的，或者我继续请杨生和我们魏工程师的话的两位打一答。是吧，各样的问题。
好，多謝委員同埋主席嘅提問啦。或者我逐一答翻個問題先。首先第一咧就關於嗰、那個頭先提過嗰兩次嘅系統嘅故障咧，其實同嗰個數據中心咧係冇關係嘅。咁正如我哋其實當其時我哋嘅新聞稿出咧，都係第一日嘅問題咧係一個網絡嘅問題，而第二日嘅問題咧係一個軟件問題。咁希望澄清呢一個方面。咁頭先委員有另外幾個問題咧，第一就係關於嗰個機櫃嘅數量啦。咁阿委員係理解對嘅。我哋而家目前嘅機櫃喺沙田嘅數據中心咧，係有大概760隻櫃度嘅。咁而我哋新建嘅ITOB building 裏面嘅櫃咧，我哋係打算係大概430隻。呢個係一個約數啦，可能大概420-430之間啦。咁你會見到咧嗰、那個機櫃嘅數量咧係少咗好多嘅。咁我哋而家個 projection 咧，我哋係建基於我哋目前見到我哋需要目前運作嘅系統嘅數量啦，再加埋我哋睇到大概10年至20年嘅一個需求而 project 出嚟嘅一個機櫃嘅數量。咁我想強調一個位咧，就係、是可能大家會有個問題、就是，就係咁你 base on 而家嘅數量已經700多隻啦，點樣可以喺新嘅 building 裏面400多隻就可以運作得到，仲要切合將來20年嘅需求咧？咁最主要咧就係、是、我哋用一啲更加密集嘅一啲器材咧，去運作我哋嘅現有嘅系統嘅。咁事實上而家目前喺看台下面嘅數據中心咧，係種種原因咧，我哋係唔能夠用一啲更加密集嘅器材嘅，咁呢度有相當多嘅限制。咁喺我哋新嘅大樓裏面咧，當我哋第一日搬入去咧，我哋已經會採用當其時最密集嘅器材咧，係等入去，所以我哋可以只係用大概係70%到嘅機櫃嘅數量咧，就已經可以做到我哋今日需要嘅系統嘅一啲嗰、那個量。咁再打後嘅一啲需求咧，咁其實好明顯我哋會知道喺往後咧嗰、那個需求會越嚟越多嘅。咁我哋都部署咗咧係更新嘅計劃，特別係硬件嘅更新咧，會喺大概5至8年咧，每5至8年咧做一次系統嘅更新。咁令至到咧，我哋可以採用到時候更加先進嘅特別硬件嘅器材。通常呢啲硬件器材咧，每5至8年咧，佢個面積啊、個體積咧都會再縮細一啲嘅。咁所以我哋係用咗呢一個方法咧，去估計往後嘅一啲需要嘅地方，而得出呢一個咁嘅400多隻機櫃嘅數量。咁希望呢一度可以解答到喺個容量方面同埋點樣去支援往後嘅一啲發展。
我知道主席同埋委議員都另外一個問題，就係話點解唔可以透過改善而家嗰個現有嗰個數據中心而容納到，而要建一個新嘅？咁嗰個我亦都請阿楊生同阿偉生嘅話嘅，就呢個問題會回應。
或者我先我答咗喺我呢一邊嘅一啲答案，或者一間衛生可以再補充。咁首先咧，而家目前喺我哋看台嘅運作嘅數據中心咧，就其實係一個相當舊嘅設計嘅。咁喺現今嘅數據中心嘅一啲標準設計方案咧，其實唔會再將數據中心咧同一啲譬如我哋而家目前譬如餐飲或者一啲廚房嘅設施咧係等埋一齊嘅。咁再加上咧喺譬如話機櫃嚟講咧，就喺現今嘅標準上面咧，亦都唔會再將個機櫃咧等喺一個平面係有機會水浸啦。因為我哋而家目前嗰個地方咧，其實係一個地面嘅一個樓層嚟嘅。咁目前嘅新嘅設計咧，亦都唔會再見到喺地面或者甚至乎地牢咧，去等呢啲機櫃。咁所以其實我哋喺內部評估嘅時候咧，喺包括我哋內部審核啦，同埋我哋顧問報告咧，已經係建議我哋咧一定要揾另外一個地方咧，去做呢個數據中心。
好，我諗你頭先冇答到咧，究竟如果假設你攞到居民嘅共識，真係起呢個數據中心嘅時候，究竟你現有嘅地方其實係要嚟做啲乜嘢嘢咧？咁點解你唔可以？譬如你唔好話做所有嘅數據搬咗去新嘅大樓啦。究竟點解唔可以一部分等翻喺現有嘅地方咧？如果你話啊，現有可能同我哋嘅 kitchen 好 close 啊，或者係某啲嘅原因你用唔到全部，點解唔可以用一部分咧？因為而家你講緊36米咧，係頗高嘅一個 building 嚟嘅。
明白主席嘅問題。或者我要澄清有一個位咧，就其實目前嗰個數據中心咧，就正如我頭先所講咧，就我哋做咗相當多嘅內部同埋外部嘅顧問報告咧，已經認為咧呢個地點咧本身係唔適合做數據中心嘅。亦都點解咧？就我哋整個考慮嘅時候咧，係需要將整個數據中心咧係搬嚟呢一個地方。同埋咧係整合呢啲咁嘅設備喺埋一齊咧，個效率啊，同埋保安啊各方面咧會更加理想。
但係你嘅理想同即係周邊嘅居民就覺得好唔理想咁咯，即係我想咁樣講咯嚇。仲有冇其他嘅補充？如果冇咧，就本人收到龐愛蘭議員咧要求提出。臨時的動議，根據沙田區議會常規第13條括弧4，議員提出與會議議題有關的臨時動議，必須獲主席和超過半數出席議員的同意。那我作為呢，我是主席是同意的。那請問委員同不同意？數一數啊。够嘅，好，咁或者我读出嚟啊。沙田区议会发展及房屋委员会强烈要求赛马会就移建于沙田通讯及科技中心旁的停车场用地兴建资讯科技营运大楼暂定的项目上，充分与当区居民沟通及聆听意见，以达成共识。動議人是龐愛蘭，和議人是王家榮和潘國山議員。請問大家有沒有修訂？是，容議員。
我想在你投票之前呢，我想聽回地政署怎樣解釋回張地契。我不知道今次做的事究竟有沒有違反地契的事，我想了解了先投你那個
臨時動議。你會不會有資訊呢？地政署會不會有詳細資料先，
一部分可以解釋得到嘅。
好啊。
回應容議員嘅頭先嘅提問啦。咁首先頭先容議員就問馬會嗰個地契裏面嗰個用途係乜嘢？咁其實裏面咧就主要分咗五項嘅。第一項就係講佢要有一個馬場啦，就係舉行賽馬活動嘅。咁亦都可以舉行一啲慈善活動。有一個會員嘅會所啦。咁裡面有另外有宿舍啦，同埋彭福公園嘅啊。咁跟住容議員亦都問過啦，裡面邊一啲會係免地價嘅？咁其實就係如果嗰啲活動係同賽馬直接有關嘅，咁嗰啲設施啊就可以係免地價啊。咁另外咧就我手上就真係唔可以而家就提供到馬場。新舊地契裡面詳細泊車嗰個要求個比較，咁我就容後再準備再提交。
好，唔該曬。咁我想問大家有冇修訂？有冇反對？棄權？係。咁我哋都係唔需要投票嘅，因為得一個棄權，冇人反對。咁我哋都係足夠票數，係嘛？要投票 ，OK， 咁啊。好，好，sign in 嚇，我又冇 sign in 啊，我又冇，有，係要 sign in 先啊，大家，好，夠唔夠？嚇，爭一個，仲冇其他人，仲爭一個，邊個？仲冇一個？你 sign 唔到啊？冇理由。 有噶 ，sign in 咗啦，已经好，仲争一个要够啦 ，OK， 咁好，咁我哋就赞成就一啦，系咪？系啦，咁赞成就系二，然后三系嘛，二同三，即系喺个麦，即系喺个制度吓，系啦，揿二。是啦，冇错。咁大家可以投票嘅，系嘛？开始啦，系啦，大家可以投票。点啊 ？sign in 咗啦，头先已经，而家可以投票。如果你系揿二嘅话就系 yes， 三嗰个掣咧就系 no， 系啦。四制棄權，好，大家投曬未？好，如果係咧，我就宣布結束啦。好，咁呢、這個動議係獲得通過嘅，多謝大家。咁喺呢度咧，亦都多謝馬會咧各個代表啦，今日同我哋解釋，咁亦都希望咧你哋係緊密同當區嘅居民咧係溝通同埋達成共識，多謝曬你哋 ，thank you so much。